The Pizza Problem. Nutty Nutwobble first noticed the pizza emergency because Mrs. Hedgehog was yelling at a bush. "Where is my mushroom and extra cheese?" she demanded. "I ordered it before my nap, and I have already finished being asleep." The bush did not answer. Nutty hung upside down from his favorite branch and peered along Walnut Way. Mr. Rabbit was pacing on his porch. Mayor Buttersworth was staring sadly at an empty plate. Mrs. Oakley had set out a tiny vase, a tiny napkin, and a tiny fork, but no pizza. This was not one hungry neighbor. This was a town-wide cheese delay. Nutty scampered down the trunk so fast, his tail arrived half a second after the rest of him. At the bottom of the hill, Tony the delivery fox was climbing toward them with six pizza boxes stacked under his chin. "Tony!" Nutty called. "Your pizzas are moving slower than Grandpa's gravy." "Tell me about it," Tony puffed. "Nutville has hills, stairs, treehouses, balcony orders, and one customer who lives in a birdhouse for reasons I am not prepared to discuss." The top box slid sideways. Nutty caught it with both paws. The pizza inside was still warm, but only just. "By the time I reach the far oak," Tony said, "the cheese has gone from melty to thoughtful." Nutty gasped. "Nobody wants thoughtful cheese." "Exactly." Nutty's ears stood up. His whiskers twitched. Somewhere deep inside his brain, a very small warning bell rang once and then gave up. "I know what Nutville needs," he said. Tony narrowed his eyes. "A second fox? Better. A tunnel? Warmer. A sensible pulley system designed by a qualified adult? Colder. Much colder." Nutty shot up the oak tree and burst into the workshop clearing, where Mama Nutwobble was tightening a bolt on a wagon wheel and Papa Nutwobble was trying to juggle acorns without admitting he could not juggle acorns. "Family meeting," Nutty shouted. "Also possibly business meeting. Also probably helmet meeting." Papa dropped all three acorns. "Why helmets?" "Because," Nutty said, pulling a crumpled magazine from the recycling pile, "pizza should fly." The magazine showed a person wearing a jetpack, zooming bravely over a canyon. The person did not have a pizza strapped to their back, which Nutty considered a missed opportunity. Mama read the headline, "Jetpacks of Tomorrow." Then she looked at Nutty. Then she looked at Papa. Then she looked at the magazine again, as if hoping it had turned into a pamphlet about walking carefully. "Squalls glide," she said. "We do not rocket." "Not yet," Nutty said. Papa rubbed his chin. "A flying pizza service would help Tony." "It would help the whole town," Nutty said. "No more cold crusts, no more tragic balconies, no more cheese becoming thoughtful." Mama tried to keep a serious face. It did not hold. "We would need safety straps," she said. "And goggles," Papa added. "And a name," Nutty said. They all stared at the magazine, at the sky, and at the stack of pizza boxes wobbling up the hill in Tony's tired paws. Then Mama picked up her wrench. "Fine," she said. "Tomorrow, we build one small test jetpack." Nutty grinned. Papa grinned. Even the warning bell in Nutty's brain seemed interested.